Good morning. It's time for the Chamber Corner, brought to you by Idaho Insurance Specialists. You live the good life, now choose to protect it. Give Michelle Sandoz a call at 788-9209 and check them out on Facebook. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Bacon of the Chamber of the Wood River Valley. Wow.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hey, I'm great. I just got to say, awesome job on the Harvest Fest.
That was a great event.
It seemed like there were more people out. It seemed the weather was great.
We ordered perfect weather for it.
We had awesome bites.
Yep.
Good job.
Thank you. No, it was great. And it's just great to see people walking around town like that.
I know. I kind of equated it to adults going trick-or-treating.
Yes, we're going
from one place to another and get our bites and a smile and off we go.
That's perfect. Adult trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
Good job to you guys for putting that together.
That was really fun. Hey, one of the great things about my job is that I get to be about town, meeting business owners and managers and hearing what they do. I've met people this year that heal people using high-pressure chambers and pure oxygen. I met artists and farmers and principals and firefighters, and they all called this place home. And the Chamber is happy to announce that now you can meet all these people too. The Chamber presents the Wood River Business Expo Thursday, October 20th at the Atlantic Aviation Hangar on the south side of the airport. The expo will run from 4 to 8 p.m. and give the general public a chance to meet and chat with businesses that make this place so special. We'll talk more about this in the future, but right now, if you want more info about the event or are interested in participating, go to HaleyIdaho.com and check it out there.
All right.
Celebrating its 20th year, the Trailing the Sheep Festival is coming up October 5th through 9th. And, locally, we see this every year, and it's always a great event. But they say this is not a reenactment. This is living history. This is exactly the way they have been doing this, bringing the sheep down out of the hills from their summer grazing coming back down through the valley, and we just happened to be able to put it into a festival, package it up and put it in a festival. And this year, the festival concludes a three-year Sheep Tales Gathering Session, and it's called Celebrating Generations, and it was storytelling about the memories of Western sheep ranching families. This year, it's the voices of the next generation that are going to share their perspective on how and if they can take up the dreams of their great-grandfathers. And this is an important storytelling session, and led by Hal Cannon. He's a musician and poet. He will moderate the evening at the Next Stage Theater on Friday, October 7th. Tickets are available at trainonthesheep.org. So if you want to get more of the history of this event, definitely check that out.
And this little festival is rated as one of the top 10 fall festivals in the world by MSN.com.
Right.
Many others rank it up there. So
absolutely.
We're looking forward to that.
Yeah. And I love that when they said this is not a reenactment. This is living history.
Right.
Get to experience it. Hey, I want to give a shout out to the Kiwanis Club. They do a lot for our community. And last night they had a ribbon cutting at a new playground at Hegel Park in Haley. They have a nice new play structure for the kids there, and it's now up and running. Hegel Park, Kiwanis has done several of these in parks around town, and we really appreciate their efforts to help the kids.
Yes, we do.
The Chamber is going to host its next business after hours at Holly Graphics on Airport Way tomorrow evening from 5 to 7 p.m. Come check out Andy's new digs there. He now has a vehicle bay, so he's able to do car wraps right on site. And also, we usually have a few other business managers, community leaders that will be there to give us updates on what's happening. And tomorrow, Sarah Benson from Haley Ice will tell us about the schedule for the Ice House going back under ice. They're getting it ready now, and that's pretty exciting.
So let me ask you, and maybe you don't know, maybe you do, but will there be hockey, Sun Valley Suns, will they be doing games there again?
Absolutely.
Yeah, right, yeah, on. I
looking
love that.
Forward to those.
Yeah, we hit a couple last year, and it was great. Walk six blocks and enjoy some awesome hockey.
Exactly. So the ice is going back in the Ice House here fairly quickly.
Right on. Well, Jeff Bacon, the Chamber of the Wood River Valley, here every Wednesday. And if you want to find out more, go to HaleyIdaho.com. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, sir.